She was giving me that finger to look into the eyes.
Looking in case y'all didn't see that.
But but it is true. And I know things are changing. You know, the real estate world, they're saying, well, you don't even need an office anymore, just a virtual. Or in banking, especially, they're saying you don't need drive-throughs anymore. You don't need bankers. Maybe that's true somewhere else.
Yeah,
it's
I think it's not true here right now. I think during our lifetime, it will remain like it is because we're so much of people in San Angelo. And thank God. I mean, we're very appreciative
of that. Go to the grocery store, and I'll bet you money, folks. Go to the grocery store, and anyone you pick, I'll bet you money if you're in line, somebody's going to start talking to you either in front of you or behind you that you have no idea who it is just because they're friendly.
Yes. That's how it is. San Angelo is a very, very, very friendly town.
And that's why we love being here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know? I mean, nowhere else like San Angelo to say the least.
By the same token, you like somebody that calls you back.
Right.
Somebody that takes care of your business. And somebody, what you just said, I'm real big on this. I want to sit down and look you face to face and say, do we have a deal?
Yeah. And you know, we just have such few people that now come in, and mainly with young people that this is their first house, is you need the experience of, I hate to say motherly experience, but it's a good word. But yeah, exactly. That you're going to see, we're going to do the best for you. You know, we're not just telling you that. We really are going to do the best for you that we possibly can.
And on this kind of money, are you familiar with Rule of 72?
Yes.
Okay, if y'all haven't, let me tell you, it's real simple. You want to be on the good side, not the bad side of Rule of 72.
Right.
Rule of 72 is you take, let's say an interest rate, and the easiest one to use is a credit card interest rate.
Right.
Let's say it's 20%, which is pretty common.
Right.
Okay, so if you take 20 and you divide it into 72, it goes 3-point-something times, right?
Right.
That means you're doubling your principal amount every 3-point-something years.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not a good thing.
No.
So where you want to see with your interest rate, now that we're not talking credit cards, let's talk about a house that you borrow $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 on, $100,000, whatever you borrow for your deal is a lot of money. And the better the rate, the better the terms you get.
Yeah, and you will never owe more. Yeah, and you'll never owe more than what you're borrowing. Negative AM we used to have. We don't have those anymore.
That was horrible.
But it's just there's so much education that could be done. I keep saying, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a flow chart just from start to year after
You've
closing.
Said that for a year.
I have said it, and I'm going to sit down and do it.
Jeremy, I don't know if Jeremy remembers, but you said that last year you would have had this done in January.
That was the plan, but this has been a crazy
year.
This has been a crazy year. I mean, crazy, crazy, crazy year. I mean, how many houses are on the market?
We're low. It's 327.
So how many months of?
We have about 2 months.
And that's crazy, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, it is. We have 407 realtors.
Oh my.
Yeah.
For real?
Perspective, yeah. No. A good number for us to have would be around 450.
Okay.
But the problem is, it's not just, you know what we got to do? We got to take a break where you can play your commercial.
Let's just point this out. You expect me to remember something from January? I don't even know what I did yesterday, let alone January.
Hey, you're the young one.
Yeah. And what was cute is a button.
The auctioneer at the Blue and Gold. If y'all did not go to the Blue and Gold this year, y'all need to go next year for ASU. They raised how much, Jeremy?
Over 500 grand. I don't know the official
number. It was crazy.
It was a record. Over half a million.
There was like 100 tables, I think they said.
Something like that, yeah.
There's like 100 tables, and it was just fun.
Can I just sit at yours next year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I mean, and you had people getting like a Chris Beard suite went for like $16,000-$17,000 to go watch a Texas Tech basketball game.
That's probably why I missed it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Dinner at
Dr.
May's house went for about 40 grand.
Wow.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. I got the Ram pitcher. Thank you, Justin Blair. I now have 3 of your pitchers in my office. Ram girl now. Now I have no more room for pictures.
By the way, a sign that you are getting more mature in your age is when you tell someone you're cute as a button. That means you're you're
darling,
getting up there.
Yes. Darling, darling. Yeah. What can you say? Okay, back to the houses.
Yes. Let's talk about financing, because financing is why you're here.
Yeah.
But let's talk. I'm still on this FHA deal, and people are going, I don't know. And of course, it's not working like I thought because the rates haven't gone up. I still believe, even though you had the MIP, PMI, whatever you want to call it, which is the horrible insurance, just in case y'all don't know that. It's horrible.
Just for the lender.
And it's horrible for you.
Just for the lender.
But here's the but. Haven't you have 4 buts? But. Let's say you get this loan and you're only putting 3.5% down. Okay. This would be, you're putting a little bit down.
Minimum down.
Because if you're putting a bunch down, this doesn't play. This is what I'm talking about. But 3.5% down. So that means you don't have a lot of equity, but you get it. And then, like, say 5 years from now, hypothetically, the rates go up like they should. Because they should, just the way things are. And you get this rate for 3.625 or whatever she said,
Whatever. Under 4%.
And the rates go to 7. or six. Okay, now somebody's looking for buy a house.
Right.
And your equity's now maybe from not 3.5%, your equity may be 20,000 or 30,000, whatever it is. So, but they look, ooh, if I buy your house, I can assume your loan.
Right.
My payment's going to be quite a bit lower.
Right.
Because, which means your house and the one next door to it are not the same. Your has more value because you have a loan in place that's assumable that has a better interest rate.
Yeah. Could be that, way to your advantage.
That's my whole philosophy. Now, if it never goes up, which I don't
know. It hasn't been.
And it hasn't been.
Yeah. But I still think FHA is not a bad deal. And I tell people that because you got to remember you're putting minimum down. So for you to put minimum down, they have to have insurance on you, just period.
Yes.
Okay. There is no prepayment penalty. So if you wanted to refinance it in 5 years because you decide this is my home forever, you could. So it's not a bad deal. It's not like you have to have the mortgage insurance for life. And I always tell people too, what's for life? 30 years. Are you really going to own that home for 30 years?
Not me.
Not us. Okay. So, I mean, it's one of those things that I think you sometimes think it too hard. Think in five-year increments in real estate. Think in five-year increments. I think that's smarter.
I think it is too. And yeah, just realistically, except for maybe your house now, that may be more of a 20, 30-year increment house.
Yeah, that may be a forever home.
So people joke and about moving and stuff. How many? And they're telling their stories. I said, well, have you ever picked up Christmas tree that was completely decorated
on December the 24th
on this and put it in the back of a pickup and take it to your other house?
Yes.
Now, if you can do that one, then you got to speed. But if you can't do that one,
yeah, that's right. Then you're a sissy. Don't say a word about it. That's exactly right.
So it changes. But rates, why we're talking about this is because you, just like all the loans are different, people are all different and your needs are all different.
Right.
And this is where, again, what you said earlier, face to face, and I know you can. It's the difference in a text message and talking to somebody face-to-face.
Right.
You don't have the same information.
Right.
Because there's a lot about it. If you look at it, and I'm asking you something, and you're kind of going, ugh, I think, ooh, she's not really liking this. If you text me or you email me, I don't see that. So
it is very
really
impersonal.
Like it is.
And if I text you, because youngins like to text.
Youngins.
If I text you, okay, my fingers are fat. You never know what I might say to you on the text.
And that autocorrect really does do it.
Oh, it does. It does. So I'm a big person about that. If you want to come in, let's discuss it. At least the first time. You get to know me. I get to know you. Just makes it a little bit more personal.
And learn about the people. What are your plans?
Right.
It's like you just said it. If somebody says, well, I'm going to be here and we're going to be moving. I'm in the Air Force and I'm going to be here 4 years.
Right.
Well, then maybe there's a different loan you need.
Right.
You know, if that's that person like your dad was, he probably wasn't moving 5 years. He probably wouldn't move in a million years.
So the conventional for sure would have been the route that you would have gone.
You know, so it would get the best deal. But if you don't know all the information, you can't make the right decision.
Right.
And what I love about our local lenders, Valerie's right here and she'll tell you, for the most part, when Central people are good people and we have people that care about other people. And you're going to
we do.
And you're a perfect example. I've watched you literally help people that way over and above personal that you shouldn't have done. Because it was not in your work description. It was just the kind of person you are to help people get a loan, which is nobody on the internet's going to do something like that.
No. No, it's not personal. It's them. It's just strictly business. And you know, there are times that when I get to closing, I've never met the people. Now, sometimes I went close to one yesterday, and I swear I was her best friend whenever we closed because I got to know her so well just by talking and email and texting and whatever and stuff. But I prefer people to come in. Plus, you get to see who all is going to help you on your loan. That's right. You're going to meet my mom to start with, and she's going to love on you a little bit before you come see me. And I mean, it's just, to me, it makes it just more personal.